This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks. It's 12:05. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
It's also Friday, and it's also Enterprise Biz Bites, and we're talking about food. Mm-hmm. What else is great today? Mm-hmm. The rain has stopped.
Sleepy weather.
It's sleepy weather. It's almost nappy weather.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, not nappy weather. Napping weather.
Napping
nap
weather.
Time. Nap time weather.
Sleepy time. Nap time. Let's talk about food. Right. We've all been locked inside for so long, and granted, some of us have created some culinary masterpieces. But on the flip side, of course, we're pretty sure you can't wait to sit down like a true Malaysian and eat some good food with some good friends. So what'll it be? Before we get talking about that, though, what are some of the culinary delights that you've been making at home during the break?
Oh,
Christine.
I've been making my own pesto.
Oh.
And I also experimented with deglazing my pan with wine the other day.
De-glazing
for my pasta.
Her pan.
So that's been fun. And
very
I made
fancy.
A mango salad.
A mango salad. Arvin.
Oh, sambals. Sambals like the petai sambals, the ikan bilis sambals, ikan bilis and dry shrimp sambals. Any kind of sambal just to get that spicy fix.
And yet we've seen nothing of this in the office.
That's a good point, actually.
Moving on.
Get in touch, folks. Tell us, as F&B outlets are reopening for dine-in, don't go out just yet, but, you know, when you can, what's the first thing that you're going to order when you get there? Let us know. 018-789-8899 via WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram, of course. We're at BFM Radio. Other stories lined up for today. The future of office perks. That's a story from Christine. And then our final story is about the My Sujata app and how we'll be using the QR codes to avoid pens and filling in those annoying little things that we have to do every time we go out somewhere.
Yes, it will.
Now then, as we mentioned, a lot of us have been stuck indoors. And recently, festivities for Ramadan, of course, have been very different this year. Everybody forced to go digital as physical distancing measures kicked in around the globe. Many traders, including here in Malaysia, partnering up with various food delivery providers. Grab launched their e-kitchen bazaar, prompting many partners to sign up with the delivery provider. They saw a 20% increase in weekly orders.
Wow.
I am not surprised. In Damansara and TTDI, the e-kitchen saw an impressive 8,000 ringgit sales made in just one day. Rice dishes were the hot favourite that were ordered the most during dinner time, since they're easy to be shared, of course. And what astounded Grab was the combination of the top three rice dishes, which accounted for up to 20,000 orders. That's around 1,800 kilogram of rice served. But not all. Guess what were the most ordered dishes on the app? You two have already read it, but pretend that you don't know. I'll tell you what is the top of the list. This is, of course, during Ramadan.
Yep.
Murtabak. 10,000 orders throughout Ramadan. I'm not so sure I put that at the top of my list, though.
Yeah, I'm frankly a little bit surprised by that.
I think it makes sense because you can't make it at home. It's not easy
That's
to make
true.
It at home.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Number two on the list, Roti John.
Mm. Okay.
Again,
makes sense.
Something that's surprising me, though. Mm-hmm. Nasi kerabu in number three, something I really, really like, especially the blue rice, of course. Number four, nasi biryani. That should, in my opinion, be higher up on that list.
But number two, yeah.
Yes. And then it comes down to nasi tomato. Guess what was the top dessert?
Like a kueh or something?
Taufufa.
Oh!
There you go.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Multicultural.
With 3,000 orders sold during the Ramadan month.
Wow.
Now, that's all well and good, and being ordered in via Grab and everything. Mm. But when you're going out and you're sat down with your friends, what's the first dish you guys want to order?
I have been craving for Korean barbecue since before the MCO started. And I had made plans before the MCO started to actually go and get some with some friends. And then obviously we all had to stay at home.
Yes.
So I have literally been craving this for months now. And I can't do... again, I think the interesting thing about that list that you mentioned about the food is that a lot of it is stuff that is either difficult to cook at home or requires a lot of ingredients or, you know.
Yeah.
So that is another element of it where I can't just order meat and grill it by myself at home. It's a very specific experience.
I think it has to be banana leaf for me.
Yeah,
it has to be, because the interestingly, all the other things I can get on like food delivery apps, and it's not the same, but I can get it at home. I also figured out how to make my teh tarik at home, and it took a lot of tries, but with different ingredients and different timing and a lot of YouTube tutorials, I managed to crack the proper taste and the proper texture. And,
you cracked the code.
Yeah.
Are you doing the actual pouring as well? Because that's something we should be videoing.
I just got the Eversilver mug that I can use to tarik the thing, because you need the foaminess.
We need the foaminess.
Yes.
Yeah, but banana leaf is the one thing that you have to go and have in a banana leaf restaurant to enjoy.
I dispute that fact.
Me too.
Because you have
I have a banana tree, which has plenty of leaves, and somebody at home who happily makes banana leaf regularly. The one thing that I am looking forward to, and I have had it at home, but it's not the same as when you eat it out. It roti canai. It's super simple.
Oh, yeah?
But when it comes steaming hot on one of those round little plate dish things, you know, with the sauces and everything.
The three curries.
It's the perfect Malaysian comfort food for me, you know? And even when you get it at home, it comes and it's not as warm and it's a little bit oily.
The stuff at home is frozen, though, most of the time. It's the frozen dough. Yeah.
So my family and I actually did get banana leaf over the MCO because one banana leaf restaurant that was open nearby was open for takeaway. So we did not technically have it on a banana leaf, but it was still delicious. Like, I think because it's rice and dishes, so it wasn't that different for us.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
So that was fine. And we also tried to use our own carriers and stuff to save on the plastic situation.
It's great, though, at home, Arvin. I wish you could sample the one I have.
Yeah, maybe bring some banana leaves.
It's not the same, though, is it? Like you say, it's not the same.
Anyway,
we'll just leave that out there. Whilst it is lunchtime, of course, we are talking about food. As F&B outlets are reopening for dine-in, what is the first thing you're going to eat when you can? Let us know. 0187-89899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Music next from Franz Ferdinand with Right Action. Here on BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Moolah. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvin Ibraj.
We're talking about food today, folks. You know, it's Friday. We wanted something to uplift us before we head into the weekend. As we mentioned earlier on, the rain has stopped. It's a little bit sleepy outside. What better time to talk about food and the fact that F&B outlets are slowly reopening for dine-ins, even though there is physical distancing involved. But what's the first thing you're going to order when you get there to eat in-house? Let us know. You already know the number. You can get us on Twitter or Instagram. We've had some messages. Let's go to WhatsApp first, Chris.
I'm not on WhatsApp,
Sorry, on Instagram first, Chris.
Yes, so on Instagram we have Bowen For Me, who says Sarawak Laksa. Very good choice. We have Isarma96, who says Korean Bibimbap. I actually had that for lunch yesterday, so I totally can see the appeal there. And Sin Lin L says economy rice, kopitiam food, and sip a cup of fancy latte in a cafe.
Ooh,
economy rice is such a good one,
Oh, yeah. Over on Twitter, we have Clueless in KL, who says banana leaf rice. Yes. Apala says there are simply too many options to list. We live in a food paradise, remember?
Yeah, well, start listing some then. okay, so Balan over on WhatsApp has replied, a man out of my own heart, of course. He said roti canai.
Nice.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt.
100%.
One thing I have missed, though, and I come to think of it, I haven't had it in a long while. And then when it came to my mind, I'm like, I could really, really, really eat that right now. Ikan bakar, done in that kind of Malacca, kind of Portuguese, spicy, wrapped in tin foil, kind of...
The stingrays.
That's
the ones in the foil.
I could totally do that right now.
100%.
On the subject of economy rice, though, I actually found an Instagram page. If you are looking to try to make some of the dishes at home, it's called Japan, literally on Instagram if you search for it. And what they've been doing over the MCO, I think, has been really creative, is because they usually post pictures of their economy rice when they go out to restaurants. But when the lockdown happened, they started posting Instagram stories on how to make your own Japan dishes at home. So they show you exactly the amount of ingredients and how to cook it and everything in a little video. And then they show you the final product afterwards as well. So if Sinlin wants to cook some of those dishes for herself, or anyone else wants to do that over the weekend, do have a look for them on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really looking forward now to when things really start opening up. And we have had a whole bunch of people not learning how to cook at home, but improving their skills at home. Mm. You know, suddenly people are going to be like, well, we could perhaps start our own little stall, or we could perhaps start our own little restaurant. And a lot of these restaurants that have kind of died off for whatever reason, in particular areas of town, we might see start springing back up again as people have kind of reinvigorated themselves with being able to cook at home and offering dishes and stuff.
I mean, we talk about supporting like small businesses and, you know, micro entrepreneurs and stuff. I mean, that's the way, right? If they know how to, if they've been practicing their cooking at home and they want to sell some of the items that they've made, why not?
I mean, I really did miss walking around the Bazaar Ramadan and picking up the street food in there. I really missed that this year. That was something that was very difficult just to stay at home.
Mm. I'm also hoping that more people who have been at home have taken the time to learn more traditional recipes as well, because I think that's one big problem with street food, that a lot of the people who have the street food stalls, a lot of their kids have corporate jobs or have gone abroad, and so that tradition, you know, there's been a massive problem with carrying on that tradition for future generations. So hopefully more people have learned how to cook traditional dishes at home, and maybe we could see those sorts of businesses start to pop up as well.
I mean, and as much as I've really liked the fact that I can just go home, I can use my app, I can get something very quickly delivered from, you know, one of the food delivery apps, Grab or whatever it is, that's been great and it's been a lifesaver. But there are times when I'm just like, I just want to walk out and I want to go to Mama and I want to have a cup of tea and a roti canai or two or maybe three, you know, and just have that little bit of ambience.
Sometimes I don't want to plan for it. That's the thing. I don't want to make appointments. I don't want to, you know, plan that I want to go out and eat. I just want to be walking past a Mama restaurant and I just want to feel like having a teh tarik and go in and have a teh tarik.
Or some smell wafts past you're like, what was that?
Yeah, I think one thing that's been very interesting that the MCO has revealed is that we do really miss the environments of when we dine in. And I think that's one big marketing thing that F&B outlets can use as people are starting to come back and dine in. Not just, you know, in terms of the health and safety precautions and physical distancing, but also, you know, you get to enjoy the ambience of being in a restaurant again.
Mm. With other people.
A lot of people have missed.
Yeah. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, you know what? Char kway teow. One thing. That's one thing that no matter how many times I deliver it to my house, it's never the same. Because it's never the same as having a fresh plate and eating it when it's steaming hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You cannot deliver that stuff.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And it when it does turn up... And you've had it delivered. It's just like one big pile of stuff.
And it's a soggy clump.
Yeah. It's not appealing.
The wok hay is lost in transit somehow.
Yes.
We've had a message via WhatsApp. Staying anonymous. Morning. It's afternoon. I miss good Indian vegetarian meals. Ipoh white chicken rice and yummy curry laksa.
Ooh.
Mm-mm-mm.
All of those things I'm missing right now. Mm-hmm. Good job. It's lunchtime, isn't it?
It is.
On that note, let's take a break. The police is up next with Man in a Suitcase. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, as usual, we're at BFM Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.